You're listening to the Well Built Humans Podcast, brought to you by Well Built Supplements, Well Built Kettlebells, and Flanaflage. Hey, all you Well Built Humans out there, welcome to the Well Built Humans Podcast, episode 14. Today's topic is going to be about working out versus training with purpose and intensity. Both are good things. I want to get that out in the forefront before I dive into the details and differences and why one's better than the other, blah, blah, blah. I want to celebrate you if you are working out, as those are good habits. But training with intensity and purpose is a whole other animal altogether. Now, this stems from multiple times over the years, not just a recent question, although a recent question has prompted this podcast. But this has been asked, for years and years and years and years, not only to me, but any other coach who's coached over, from a athletic development or strength conditioning standpoint, or even a personal training standpoint, this question has been asked. And it's often asked by athletes. And why aren't we doing lift XYZ? Why are we doing things this way? Or why? And another question that often is answered or is asked over the years too from the general population and athletes alike is, why am I not getting results faster? Okay, so there, the dinner table has been set. So the difference between showing up, so that's part of the battle. It's just showing up consistently, right? Like that is step one. If you can't show up consistently, there's no expectation of anything. If you are showing up consistently, sometimes there is some sort of, I don't know if entitlement is the right word, but entitlement to results. And in that, I can understand that expectation because you are showing up consistently. Whether you're an adult, athlete, whatever. But the thing about the awesome thing about fitness, athletic development, sport, is there's no entitlement to anything, even if you show up every single day. Okay, so when you show up, there must be intention and purpose. Now, as an adult, as a father, as a husband, as a business plate spinning entrepreneur, three kiddos, coaching multiple sports. There are some days where I punch the clock and I just get a workout in. That's a healthy thing. Let's all celebrate that, whether you're doing, hopefully you're at least doing that. But then there are more days than not where I'm training with intention, intensity, and purpose. Okay, so what does that mean? Intensity is like the effort level in which you put into, let's just say, an exercise. So, and in the strength conditioning world, typically, we know what, I'll just use myself an example. I know what my one rep max is, or at least my estimated one rep max, and then I can calculate some percentages and some workloads that I could work into my program. So week one, I might be working at an intensity that's 65 to 70%. And I would have a prescribed load that I would use for a prescribed number of sets and reps, kind of controlling the intensity and volume in which I train and then gradually increasing that in subsequent workouts or subsequent weeks. In other words, periodization. That's how we train athletes. And that's how we can train ourselves too, is understanding those concepts and doing workouts for, a couple weeks or a few weeks at a time is called a block, a training block, or a microcycle. There's microcycles, there's mesocycles. I'm probably boring you with that jargon, but I only share that if you're working with a coach, wherever this might find you, that they probably have a plan in place if they're worth their salt. Okay. So There's a lot that goes into a program, and an athlete will train differently than a general population person. Although I would argue that if you want to be athletic most of your life, you should train rather athletically. You should train all the movement qualities that make an athlete special. You know, being strong, being flexible, being explosive, moving in all the different planes, moving, you know, in a sagittal plane well, in a transverse rotational plane well, in a frontal plane, side to side plane well. These are all things that go through, or they should go through, a coach's mind when they're building programs. And, you know, if we're always just doing some of the traditional deadlift, bench, squat, pull-ups, and we're just training in one plane, that's better than nothing. But we can also be setting ourselves up for failure depending on the demands of life and sport, because they aren't all lived straight ahead, right? So I might be getting off on a rabbit trail here, but intensity and focus and intention, if you want to get better, you have to bring that to your training sessions. You have to want to get stronger. You have to have some self-assessment or some documentation or journaling of what you're doing and what weight you used and how that felt. You know, was that easy? Because if that was easy, I need to go heavier, or I need to do more volume with that. You can't just do the same thing 6 weeks, 12 weeks. You know, I love kettlebell training. For example, someone wants to get stronger. They want to put on some muscle. They want to lose body fat. And they're doing kettlebell swings with a 8 kilogram or an 18 pound kettlebell for the first 6 weeks. Well, by that point in time, you should probably be pretty proficient, gotten quite a bit stronger. Now it's time to go up to a 26 pounder. And you'll realize the next 6 weeks are going to present some challenges, but you're also going to notice you're going to become equipped with that 26 pounder and probably even proficient. Maybe after those 6 weeks, we bump up to a 35 pounder. That's how you make progress. It can't be doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. We all know that definition as insanity. Same thing goes with, you know, the whole other half of training is how do we recover? Largely, it's how what type of nutrition and fluids we put back into our body. How do we sleep? You know, are we just not paying much attention to what goes into our pie hole? Do we just eat marginally good breakfasts or skip them altogether? Do we go hours and hours and hours without eating? Are we eating some sort of snacky dessert thing right before we go to bed? Are we staring at screens until 10, 11, midnight at night? And then getting only 5, 6, 7 hours of quality sleep? Are we drinking sugary drinks all day long and coffee and caffeine and never getting any water or electrolytes? These are all things that matter. And if you want to get better, remember, you're not entitled to anything. If you start to put these pieces of the puzzle together, guess what? Results are going to happen. You're going to notice a difference. You are going to get stronger. You are going to get more explosive. You are going to get faster. Now, how fast? I don't know, because, you know, God had it his way. You know, like you can make a fast person faster. You can make a slow person less slow. They're probably never going to be super fast. So you got to ask yourself a question. You got to take some self-assessment. It always goes back to the man or woman looking back at themselves in the mirror. Rarely is it out there. Now, some of the answers may be, and you got to ask the right questions. And some of the answers are out there, but 9.9 times out of 10, it's looking back at yourself and asking the question, am I really working with purpose and intention, or am I just checking the box? Am I really doing my absolute best? Or am I leaving a ton out there on the table? Questions you got to ask yourself. Hope you enjoyed the content today. Hope you enjoyed the conversation. Now, ball's in your court. You got to ask those questions for yourself. You got to then answer the questions for yourself. I'm here to help. If you got questions, hit me up. You can DM me on Instagram. You can shoot me a text if we are close enough where you have my phone number. You can shoot me an email, whatever it may be. But may you be on a pursuit to become the very best, well-built human that you can be. Coach Brandon signing off. God bless.